As America presses North Korea to abandon nuclear weapons, it has pointed to Vietnam as an example of the prosperity that awaits the isolated state. It can be your miracle in North Korea as well, Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, said on July 8th on a visit to Hanoi. It is not the first time Vietnam has been held up as a model for North Korea. Over the years, officials from the two countries have discussed lessons from Vietnam's reforms. North Korea sees Vietnam as less threatening than China and more of a peer, making it a more welcome mentor. But North Korea's economic path is likely to be more fraught. Yes, there are similarities. Like North Korea's economy today, Vietnam's used to be largely collectivized. The Vietnamese Communist Party's ability to retain power at the same time as freeing markets must appeal to Kim Jong-un, North Korea's dictator, who has vowed to improve his country's economy. In 1985, on the eve of Vietnam's Doi Mai liberalizing reforms, its GDP per person was a mere 1% of America's. In 2015, North Korea was in an identical position relative to America, according to UN figures, rough estimates, since North Korea publishes few statistics. Diplomatically, the comparison also makes sense. Vietnam shows that a country can go quite quickly from being a sworn enemy of America to a close trading partner. Vietnam's normalization of relations came in 1995, just two decades after the two countries ended their war. America is now the biggest destination for Vietnamese exports. The shift could be faster for North Korea. Its propagandists may have described America as its arch enemy until recently, but it has been more than six decades since they fought.